There's new information on the deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport. Following a Senate briefing with the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board. During the closed door meeting, it was revealed a key safety system was turned off on the U.S. Army helicopter involved in the crash. Senate Commerce Chair Ted Cruz hosted the bipartisan briefing Thursday, telling reporters afterward, "It's unclear why the helicopter turned off the automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, or ADS-B, which helps aircraft determine its position. The FAA is now enforcing stricter rules." Saying helicopters and airplanes are now not allowed to share space over the Potomac River near the airport at least through March 31st. The FAA says the space will now be reserved for airplanes with some exceptions, like if a medical, police, active air defense, or presidential helicopter must fly in that space. Civilian aircraft will be barred. The plane's flight data recorder indicated that it was struck at 325 feet by the helicopter and that prior to impact, there was a change in the plane's pitch. The collision killed all 67 people on board the two aircraft. Cruz also said he had asked the FAA to conduct a review of helicopter routes near other congested airports. Meanwhile, lawmakers are being pressed on the role. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency should play in the FAA. Musk posted on X Wednesday that Doge will work to, quote, make rapid safety upgrades to the air traffic control system. His comment came after a system used by the FAA to send out critical safety alerts to pilots had an outage over the week, just days after the collision. It's unclear exactly what the group's plans are for improving the nation's aviation infrastructure and safety system. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy confirmed on X he had spoken to the Doge team about the new effort, but didn't provide any details. Duffy's post about Doge ignited a back and forth with Hillary Clinton, who criticized Doge employees. They have no relevant experience. Most of them aren't old enough to rent a car. And you're going to let them mess with airline safety that's already deteriorated on your watch? Duffy responded, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, experienced Washington. Bureaucrats are the reason our nation's infrastructure is crumbling. You need to sit this one out. Hillary responded again, pointing out U.S. airlines had gone 16 years without fatal crashes. Until the Trump administration made changes within the FAA and Aviation Security Advisory Committee, Duffy replied back saying, Clinton is reacting out of anger, claiming Doge is uncovering corruption linked to USAID and the Clinton family. He also criticized the Biden administration for misusing funds instead of putting money toward air traffic control. There's currently no evidence that any decisions made by Trump contributed to the crash. Aviation experts told Politifact fact there was simply too little time after Trump was sworn in less than 10 days before the crash for any of his orders to have had an impact.